Right now, we've got Christine Gevert joining us as Crescendo has a couple of concerts on the way. And those concerts are coming up, by the way. First of all, April 5th and 6th, St. James Place in Great Barrington on the 5th, and the 6th, Trinity Church in Lakeville, Connecticut. That's the first thing coming up. Then in May, on the 17th and 18th, another concert. But we're here to talk really about the April 5th and 6th one. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about this concert that is coming up on the first concert on April 5th at 6 p.m. at St. James Church, and April 6th at 6 p.m. at Trinity Church in Lakeville, Connecticut. Prince of Light and Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, it's quite the title, and it refers to two stellar figures in our music history, figures that were at this moment of transition from the Renaissance times into the Baroque times. Also, the Baroque times marked the era of, I would say, enlightenment in our modern humanistic thinking, so a fascinating time in the history of mankind, the basis of really all that we normally, that we go by now, our scientific humanistic thinking. So Claudio Monteverdi was this figure also that became wildly famous for furthering the genre of the opera, which of course was giving expression to emotions and texts in a way that never had been done before on a grand scale with lots of drama, of course, and visual effects. So that's Claudio Monteverdi, who is we call the Prince of Light. He was really a shining figure, wrote equally, I would say, important sacred music and secular music, and this is one of the concerts in which Crescendo features both sacred and secular music, motets and madrigals. So you're going to get both. And Claudio Monteverdi is also very well known for his famous Vespers. Those were probably a showcase piece that he wrote perhaps to gain a new church position, where he really shows all styles, Renaissance and the new Baroque style, which gave the text more importance and was showing off the dialogue between instruments and the singers as well. So we will do as well with our ensemble one of the pieces. So the Prince of Light, Claudio Monteverdi, and the Prince of Darkness, he's been called that. We are not the first one to call him Carlo Gesualdo, another Italian remarkable composer. He was actually a prince, the prince of the court of Gonza, and Venosa and Gonza, and he had a troubled mind, and he ended up sadly killing his first wife and anyway fleeing and being very tormented by it, and then which is a sore subject in these days. It kind of rings a bell with things that are still happening today, then not only the Me Too movement but also sad happenings in our own area and in the world, that there is still this violence. So he was a dark figure in that sense. In the musical sense, he's the one that really experimented with harmonies and the expression. His brilliant mind took him to experiment with harmony dissonance and taking expressions to the extremes in such a way that some of the musical material that he experimented with was not taken up by anybody until the 20th century. So daring it was. So he's also a remarkable composer, and that's why we like to include him. He also wrote beautiful secular and sacred music. So we perform some of his sacred works. Particularly, he's very skilled in portraying the effect of contrition. I think his guilt stuck with him the rest of his life, and he wrote some of the most penitential works. But in a very just human way, where you can feel the depth of his repentance. those are some of his Tenebre works that we will also perform. And then there are madrigals on texts that are strong and silly and fun and just incredibly expressive. So we have madrigals by Carlo Gesualdo, The Prince of Darkness, and also Claudio Monteverdi, who wrote 9 books of madrigals. And what is remarkable for our audiences, this is also very accessible music. It's something that your ear will follow easily. Not like Broadway, but it is our voices in this somewhat different style, of course. It's classical music, and it's early Baroque or late Renaissance style. But the texts are really brought to you, and you can relate to those. It's love, it's loss, it's silliness, the texts of Cupid. It's an array of texts. And then there is the sheer rejoicing. What is very interesting in this era, lots of composers started writing for 5 voices. The typical thing in our modern days and where it gravitated towards was to have 4 voices, 2 upper voices, 2 lower, 2 mostly female voices, and then 2 male voices, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. But most of the Renaissance motets and early Baroque motets were for 5 voices. So there are either 2 sopranos and 3 lower voices, or 3 lower voices and 2 upper voices. So, which makes for an interesting texture, and makes also not every group being able to perform these pieces. So you're going to get to hear performed by Crescendo Vocal Ensemble of about 20 singers, these works. Some of them have even 6 voices. Lovely repertoire of a certain complexity as well. And then some of the madrigals we perform, like it was done in the times, with 1 singer at the part, so different singers of the ensemble will showcase. We have a core of about half of them are professionals, so they will be able to show their voices and their skills in the one at the part settings, and a couple of solo pieces as well. One of the stellar pieces is the Lamento della Ninfa, one of Monteverdi's operas. A lament of a soprano voice over a lost love, accompanied by a trio of 3 low male voices. So there are some real jewels in this program, not to be missed. And I wanted to mention also for our loyal and dear audiences that our Lakeville concert, and for these last 2 concerts in our season, was moved to Saturday, which is unusual in our area. So Saturday, April the 6th, and at 6 p.m., we coexist with the racetrack, and in this season, we do our concerts at 6 o'clock and not at 4 o'clock. So if anybody in our area is hearing that, please remember the Trinity Church in Lime Rock concerts on Saturday, April 6th, and our very last concert in May as well. It's going to be on a Saturday at 6.
All right, so once again, this concert, are Prince of Light and Prince of Darkness, April 5th at 6 p.m. at St. James Place, beautiful place in Great Barrington. Also, then April 6th at 6 p.m. at the Trinity Church in Lakeville. And, of course, tickets are always available at worldclassmusic.org, and more information as well, right?
Yes, and also at the door, you can come. The door opens 45 minutes before the concert. Mostly there are still tickets available at the door, so don't hesitate to come. But it's wonderful. You can purchase tickets online. The service fee is very, very small. It's a great company, worldclassmusic.org, and you will find the tab of the tickets, and you can send in a check as well to Crescendo at P.O. Box 245 in Lakeville, Connecticut, 06039. The tickets are $10 for young people, 18 and under, 35, the normal ticket, and 60 is the premium seating in the front row.
And even if you don't end up going to the concert, Crescendo is a 501c3. You can send a check anyway and make a donation.
Because that would be very helpful. We encourage that all of our non-for-profits, including your radio, right, Marshall? We all survive because of the kindness and the vision of the people in our areas that support these organizations that we all are, that function in on a non-for-profit basis, and could not do this without everybody's support, including your radio and Crescendo and so many other organizations. Yes, we love donations, of course.
Christine, so once again, that's April 5th and 6th. St. James Place, first of all, in Great Barrington, on the 5th at 6 p.m., and then April 6th at 6 p.m., Trinity Church, worldclassmusic.org. And I'm sure we'll be speaking to you in about another 2 or 3 weeks about your May concerts as well.
The last concert, which is a wonderful concert with commissions of poetry and music. So we have old and new in that concert. That's called Mystical 16 and concludes our season for this summer in mid-May, 17 and 18.
All right. Well, I know we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks about that as well.
Thank you. And also people can call our number and leave a message, 860-435-4866. I always get my number wrong. But it's also on the web. 4866 is our number. So that's 860-435-4866. You can call.
All right, Christine. Take care and have a great day.
Thank you so much. Take care, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Christine Geverett from Crescendo. Once again, all the information easily available at worldclassmusic.org.